Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny system. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny system comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
When did your prank go horribly wrong? When did you take it too far? Give us a call, 1-800-947-3979. When did a prank go so wrong? Now, we're inspired by the news story we saw this morning. And I said earlier it's funny. It's not. But
I'm sure to some.
But it is at the same time, especially if you grew up with siblings. If you grew up with siblings, you totally understand that you want to scare your siblings sometimes, especially if they're way younger. And in this one in particular, this story, I think these kids were too young to play this prank.
Now, to be clear, I'm not being like the stick in the mud. That's not funny. But I guarantee that the people that that were on the receiving end didn't think and probably still don't think it was that funny.
Yeah. So let's get to this story and then we'll take your calls.
New tonight, 12 News has the 911 call from a Halloween clown prank in West Bend that police say went too far.
There's a clown inside, like an actual clown inside the house right now.
Do you know who it is?
No.
Is there anybody else in the inside with him?
My friend's parents.
Okay.
Just get here as fast as you can, please.
Police say they responded to a frantic 911 call Saturday night on Decker Drive as a home invasion in progress. Police say the homeowner had a family member enter the home dressed as a clown to scare a group of teenagers. At one point...
Okay. All right. Come
on. So based on that kid's voice, I thought they were way younger than teenagers. But still, teenagers...
It seems terrifying.
He's so scared.
Okay. Yeah,
so
well, teenager, scared. I mean, even at 13, you're pretty young. You know? Do you think it's a home invasion by a guy dressed like a clown?
I'd be terrified.
Hilarious home invasion prank.
But I also kind of understand the prank.
Yeah.
At one point, the parent gets on the phone.
We're okay. We're just playing a joke. Sorry they called you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they called 911.
Glad to know my daughter had a friend on the phone. I'm sorry.
Police cited the 40-year-old homeowner for disorderly conduct in a statement to 12 News. Police say the department recognizes this was intended to be a Halloween prank, but the investigating officer believed it was carried too far when the parent involved didn't put an end to the joke before 911 became involved.
Well, obviously, they didn't know.
Yeah. Somebody ran away, got
their
phone.
They're hiding in a closet or whatever.
Yes. Oh, my God. So when did your prank go too far? 1-800-947-3979. Feel free to text the show or give us a call. You can also hit us up on social media at FBHW Show. I'm gonna take Tom's call right now because Tom dosed somebody that...
Oh, no.
That's
not a prank. That's a crime.
Just wait until you find out. Tom, who did you dose and what happened?
Well, it was my platoon sergeant when I was in the Army in Iraq in 2007.
Okay.
No.
That's the perfect atmosphere to be joking around.
Yeah, that's exactly when you want to be dosed.
By the way, I was a private at the time, so I got in really big trouble for this, but it was totally worth it.
Okay. We need the whole story.
Yeah, walk us through it, Tom.
Okay. So me, my doctor, a couple other people, we were all medics together. We started giving our platoon sergeant Azo into his coffee and into his Gatorade, into his water, whatever.
What is that? Azo is the typical like yeast infection type of thing, right?
Use it for like UTIs,
to
alleviate the pain in the urethra.
Yeah,
got it.
But it has a really wonderful side effect. It turns your urine traffic cone orange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
So
okay.
for about a week or so, this guy, who's a career Army medic, been in the Army for most of his adult life, is peeing bright orange and doesn't know why.
Oh, no.
So we've been doing this for several days. Everybody in the entire platoon is in on it. Oh, we've been doing it for a while. Yeah. Okay. So finally, he comes into sick call one morning, and I am the medic who is taking the sick call with our doctor who is in on this joke. So he tells the captain what's going on. Captain looks him straight in the eyes and with a completely straight face says, "That's the first symptom of the worst type of ball cancer."
Oh, no.
No, not ball cancer.
Oh, so you didn't jump into usually that's a sign of vaginosis.
Words.
Okay. You went to write to ball
cancer. I'm sitting there, like, writing down my notes, and I wrote in all caps, "Ball cancer!" This is the funniest thing that has ever happened. So he just gets up and leaves. I don't see him for the rest of the day. That night, we get a phone call from our medical evac sergeant and Baghdad International Airport, which is over 70 kilometers from where we were, saying, "Hey, I've got Sergeant Blank here. He's saying he needs to get evac to Alaska for ball cancer."
Oh, no.
He packed himself up, got on a plane or a helicopter, gone to Baghdad, and was trying to get on another plane to go home for treatment for cancer he didn't have.
Wow.
So I had to run down to the doctor's bedroom. I'm banging on the door. It's 3 a.m. I'm like, sir, we took this too far.
All right. So what was the punishment for this?
I spent approximately 2 hours face down in the mud. Then I spent a couple hours on my back in the mud. And then I went for a really long run. But, oh, my God, was it totally worth it? It was the greatest thing.
Balls you have to play that prank, seriously.
Yeah, I mean, now, was this guy like a hard ass that no one liked? Or was it fun to make somebody you did like feel like they had cancer for several hours?
This was somebody nobody liked.
Okay. Right.
Do you think
it would have been funnier if it was somebody we actually liked? I agree, but we did not like this guy very much, and it was my idea. But like I said, my platoon leader was in on it. The LT was in on it. The captain was in on it.
Wow.
Most of the other lower sergeants were in on it. The only one who didn't know was the E7 that was unwillingly or unknowingly taking Azo several times a day, and then found out he had ball cancer.
Tom, do you think that he'd be able to look back on this and laugh now?
Oh, I'm sure if he walked into the business that I own today and recognized me, he would immediately tell me to start pounding sand, and I would not do it. I'm retired now, and I can do whatever I want.
Nice, Tom.
Thank
you. Oh, my gosh. Thanks for your service. We appreciate you, Tom.
Oh, my gosh. He evac'd himself to Baghdad.
Oh, my God. I mean, you got to be bored over there sometimes, right? Or you got to be doing something to kind of keep life fun.
Sure. Yeah, not every day is action, I'm sure. But
you went to the store and bought Azo just to keep doing this for days and days. And I don't know if y'all have ever had to take it. Your pee is like electric orange.
No.
It is crazy. And it kind of gives you cramps, too. So I'm sure he was feeling like crap.
Just imagine, though, the diagnosis. I'm sorry, sir. You have ball cancer. Right out the door onto
All
a helicopter.
Right. Ashley in Michigan, you got a story similar to the news story we just heard.
Yeah, but I can't really compete with ball cancer. So
that's all right.
Give it a go.
Yeah, most of us can't, but give it a shot.
No, it was so funny to hear that because it was pretty much the same thing that happened to our family. We lived in a family that was, we're all pranksters and constantly doing stuff to each other. So this wasn't really out of the ordinary. On Halloween, my freshman year, my friends had a Halloween party and my parents came to pick us up and they tried to scare all of us and stuff like by looking in the windows with masks and whatever. Well, my friend, her dad had a haunted house in his garage. So my parents took his really scary mask and they're like, "Hey, your little brother is home with his buddy. Let's go scare them." So all three of us had these big scary masks on and we got our neighbor across the street to call the house and be like, "Are your parents home?" And then hang up and then call and then say nothing and then hang up. And
so very much so like Scream.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Calls are coming from
and
inside
so my
the house.
Brother, I was a freshman, so he was in sixth grade. And so we ended up, one of us broke into the garage, like snuck into the garage, and then two of us were on either side of the living room where we could see them. running through the house, like freaking out. And then they went and locked themselves in the back bathroom. And so we're banging on the siding and we come in the house and we're making all kinds of noise and laughing. And he locked himself in the bathroom. We got inside. And as we opened the door, he like screaming, crying, reached his hand out and grabbed like my stepdad's mask right through the eyes and like snapped it back at him. And then we find out he's on the phone with 911 while his little neighbor buddy is in the fetal position in the bottom of the shower. Like, they're both traumatized. And my mom gets on the phone. It's like, just like in that story. Oh, we're just messing around with them. Just a little Halloween prank.
Oh.
But then
that kid's going to be scared of masks
later,
for the rest of his life.
Oh my gosh. My brother to this day is still traumatized by it. But the Lake Orion police show up at the door and they're like, yeah, we need to talk to the parents. And I kind of wish that my parents would have gotten like a citation or something.
Yeah, for disorderly conduct.
Yes,
oh my God.
Definitely.
Thank you, Ashley.
Oh my gosh. That's there are some people that truly love like tormenting their children like that. I don't really get that. Like a startle is fun or something that makes them laugh, but something where they're in the fetal position, terrified. I don't understand the idea of terrifying kids.
Yeah, maybe I'll grow into it.
I don't want to make them cry.
I mean, I guess if your kid's like a total S head, maybe it's fun.
Yeah, because right now I just feel bad whenever they're scared about something.
No,
but
that's not fun.
Yeah, maybe. But like I said,
unless they shake it off and laugh. But
I could get there.
I don't know. I don't think I can.
Milo's Pro Rewards members, go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.